Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter September wheat, 6.45 up 12 and a quarter. December, 6.54 and three quarters up 11 and a quarter. Soft September wheat, 5.49 and three quarters up 15 and a half. December, 5.67 and three quarters up 14 and a half. September corn, 3.57 and a half up 5. December, 3.67 and a quarter up 5. March, 3.79 and three quarters up 5. July, 3.95 and a quarter up 4 and a half. August soybeans, 12.27 and a quarter up 12 and a quarter. September, 10.89 and a half up 16. November, 10.75 and a half up 17. August soybean meal, 387.30 down 20 cents. September, 360.40 up 460. August soybean oil, 35.86 up 41. September, 35.98 up 44. August live cattle, 157.12 and a half down 17 and a half. August feeders, 220.52 and a half up 25. And August lean hogs, 117.77 and a half, and they are down 25.
Support for this market report comes from Country Financial, providing generations of Central Illinois farmers with crop hail insurance programs for individual producers, immediate family member, or tenant-landlord relationships. More information is available from your local Country Financial representative or at country-crop.com.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, after making new lows for the move, November soybeans and December corn were coming out of the well this morning.
Yeah, it looks like we found some buyers here on some lower markets. USDA did announce 102,000 tons of beans sold at Taiwan, 110,000 tons of beans sold to China, so that is a function of the market to go lower and seek out demand, and that's what we're doing it through here. Now, whether or not the demand stands in line to be a buyer, we'll see. But it's going to be quite an interesting day today. Technically, the November beans made a new low. We're in the process of trying to close higher. We'll probably be watch more closely will be the December corn chart made a new low, and we're in a position to close above Friday's highs there. If we could get back up here a little bit more today, and that would be a key price reversal to the upside that would happen. But we'll have to see what 115 brings to confirm that or not, Dave.
So what is the fundamental impetus? Short covering on weather?
All of the above. Basically, weather. There's been some areas miss out in some of these rains. There is some corn in some areas, you know, starting to fire for the most part. We're seeing some demand surface at this lower level and through here. We're also seeing the funds, you know, take a little profit and cover some shorts too. So it's a combination of things. Everybody moving all the same direction all at once in through here. The key is whether we can hold these gains and make a serious attempt to follow through here. The crop's big, and the idea is we'll have to see a prolonged production dry forecast or missing the moisture to get the trade excited about a sharply higher move.
And we've seen this pattern before, and it's been a welcome opportunity for sellers.
Well, thus far, yeah. Basically, it's an opportunity to get caught up in order to go higher. We've got to have quite a few things develop here to, you know, support sharply higher prices. You know, if we continue to miss the rain in some of these dry areas, that might be the catalyst. But for the most part, producers are fairly happy with production prospects at this time.
How much potentially larger is global supply than demand? I mean, that is really the question we're arguing here.
Well, there's a lot of moving parts. We got a big crop, but we got a huge demand. I mean, China's going to import or expect to import over 72 million metric tons of beans, so they're going to have to continue to be aggressive scale of being a buyer just about every week, not only here, but from the Southern Hemisphere. You know, if Argentine producers hang on tight here this winter and don't move beans, then, it gives us a little bit more of a market share. But, world production's high, world demand's high, but as a producer here in the U.S., we got to continue to be concerned about losing our export share of the world market.
Irregardless of what's going on the futures market, don't you kind of think that at this point every bushel of corn and beans that can be stored will get stored at harvest?
That's kind of the game plan. Producers are wanting the market to go down now for the most part so they can collect a revenue insurance check, then hang on and store it and try to move it here this winter. They could be forced to store here in some areas. Transportation is going to be an issue. There's places in the Dakotas where, they're in the glut of the harvest, but yet there's nobody going to go there because the bins are full. They just can't get the rail transportation to move wheat. So logistics is going to be a concern here as we get into harvest. We'll see what develops here, but it's going to be one of those years where basis is going to be wide this fall, but as we move into the new calendar 2015, basis should firm as things free up.
Nobody has pinned the wideness of the basis beyond 40, 60 cents, but could it not be 80 cents to $1.20? And if it did reach those kind of numbers, could CCC loans then be part of the equation too?
Well, it's already that wide out in some western areas. I don't foresee that basis being that wide here in the east. There's willing buyers. Some of the cash people I visit with are going to be very aggressive buyers if these futures get in this 325, 330 area. I don't foresee sharply wide basis is that, unless something disastrous happens.
Turn your attention to livestock, please.
Some stabilization. We'll see how the rest of the late summer cookout featuring goes in through here. Continuing to monitor the weekly kill. We're still 4% plus. 4.8% plus behind year-ago levels on hog slaughter. Cattle slaughter is about 7% behind a year ago. That's not just keeping fats and pigs off the mark. It's just the tightness or the less numbers we're seeing in through here. So livestock numbers are going to have to increase here over the year to supply some red meat here to the U.S. consumer.
Do you think that the feeder cattle market is toppy, not from a dollars and cents perspective, but from a time perspective?
Nah, it's going to stay firm. There's not going to be a whole lot of setback at all. Tight supplies, then cheaper grain. There's a lot of optimism in that feeder market. It's going to remain firm for years.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Take care.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. And he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, hard wet winter September wheat is 644 and a quarter, up 11 and a half. Soft September wheat is 548, now 47 and three quarters, up 13 and a half. September corn, 356 and three quarters, up four and a quarter. December, 367, up four and three quarters. March of 15, 379 and a quarter, up four and a half. May, 387 and a quarter, up four. July, 395, up four and a quarter. August soybeans, 1230, up 15. September, 1089 and three quarters, up 16 and a quarter. November, 1075 and a half, up 17. January, 1084, up 17 and a half. August soybean meal, $389.30 up $180. In September, $361 up $520. August soybean oil, $35.86 up $41. September, $35.97 up $43. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.